We tried to find out why women graduates decide against pursuing a career in the corporate and other sectors despite huge salaries and opting instead to be homemakers.
Women in an office scenario, a common enough sight in any metro in India. And they have entered just about every area today. But how many of these women will rise to the top? How many actually pursue their careers, make their presence felt in the upper echelons? A survey says only 3% of women occupy senior positions in private companies. And that's certainly not due to shortfalls in qualification or potential. Even highly educated women opt out to become homemakers. Society still frowns on women who put career before home, and it's all a question of priorities.
I would say that bulk of the problem lies with the women themselves, in the sense that even after they have studied, they have got themselves educated, they are well equipped to really face the challenges which the corporate world has before them. A working span of about 12 to 15 years is something which is continuous working span required to be really at the top. So what happens is that unless and until this concentrated work is put in, it is very difficult for women to reach at the top.
They join, maybe after 2-3 years they get married, and after married, you know, I mean, maternity leave, this, that and all that, and they have small children, and then by the time they become grown up and all that, it takes time. And naturally, you feel, you know, embarrassed to ask a lady employee to wait after 6 and do. And there are so many developments, and you know, many times you have to meet your deadlines and all that. And therefore, you are more comfortable if in key positions you have main colleagues whom you can expect to work after office hours, come early and do.
Ultimately then, social pressures reflect in the perceived greater efficiency of the male workforce. Despite a gradual awakening, many women passing out of high-profile institutes who do start off well have to sacrifice their careers to familial demands.
And it is a fact that as long as, you know, you have kids and, you know, you have to sort of have family responsibilities. I have known a lot of friends, colleagues and other women who've had this constant tug of conflict, because at the end of the day, women cannot walk away from the responsibility of a home as well. And while today a lot of families have worked out a 50-50 arrangement, it still at the end of the day goes back to, you know, women having to juggling both.
It's all about finding that ideal balance between the two. Sujaya Banerjee, a human resources manager in Mumbai, manages both ends with dexterity, with considerable support from the family, her husband and kids. Both successful professionals, they have maids to help with the children and household work. But the Banerjees still stand out as an exception. There are plenty of instances where professional male-female communication at the workplace suffers a huge gap.
There are always going to be some people who talk. I mean, these are the people who also talk about their male bosses. These are people who are unhappy. These are people who are frustrated with life. Nothing seems to be happening for them, so they have found a peg to hang their coat on. Yes, that person is bad. Just say, my boss is bad. And if it's a woman, then God forbid, because then they get in, the comments become a little personal.
The fact is, the encouragement is there. Women working in industries like service, management and industry are looked up to by many. But the mindset is yet to settle in completely. It is the transition that signals the tough stretch of road.
Whenever there is change in society, there is a generation which goes through lot of hardships, and then the next generation which comes, they will have life easier, because maybe next generation women, like if you are 15, 18 today, by the time you are 24, 25, men would have changed. They would, you know, have far more acceptance than what would have been, you know, in our times or before our times. So I think every generation has to pay a price for being the generation which is changing the thing. So I think we are all in the front line today, and we would have, our lives are going to be much tougher than what next generation life is going to be.
There's a definite movement in India towards equality of the woman in all spheres, a realization and appreciation of her potential. The corporate sector too has realized that taking soft options and keeping women out is detrimental to its future. We are in the process of shedding old inhibitions and mindsets, but it will take time yet.